The latest in the governorship election results in Nigeria shows that Adamawa, the home state of the former vice president and the presidential candidate of the PDP, Atiku Abubakar, have suffered a setback because we were expecting the results sometime yesterday evening. Unfortunately, what we got was that the tight race between the incumbent governor Ahmadu Fintiri and Senator Aisha Tahiru Binani has been declared inconclusive. And apart from that, there's another state that is following Adamawa, which is Kebbi State. That state is also declared inconclusive, which means of the 13 results that we have, 2 are inconclusive.
Why did INEC, the Elections Commission, declare these elections inconclusive?
Well, what we got was that there are some local governments that had some problems. More than 40 or thereabout polling units were suspended, and then the results of that local government could not be collated. So what they did was to suspend the entire declaration of the election results. That is why they called it inconclusive.
As things stand, how many races have been declared so far, and which of the two leading parties, the PDP and the APC, would you say is winning or is in the lead in terms of the governor's count?
Well, one thing that I think will be of interest to you and our listener is that the ruling APC has pulled some surprises in the governorship election that was held on Saturday, 18th of March, because so far APC is leading in its winning streak as it retains Kaduna, Jigawa, Yobe, Lagos, Kwara, Gombe, Kaduna, Nasarawa, and Borno states. That makes 9. And then it reclaimed Sokoto state, and it won in Ebonyi and Benue states, which means APC alone has 12 states so far.
What can you tell us, Medina, about this suspended Roman Catholic priest who has won the governorship election in Benue State?
The Catholic priest who won the governorship elections in Benue State, Reverend Hyacinth Alia, was suspended from public ministry in the year 2022. That was last year, for getting involved in partisan politics. The suspension was by the Bishop of Boko Catholic Diocese, Most Reverend William Avenya.
Medina, it's a pleasure always to speak with you. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you, James. Have a great day.